Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At your service, it's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right. Good morning, St. Louis, and welcome to the Home Improvement Show. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I'm here to guide you through all things home maintenance and remodeling for you there. And hey, guess what? We are 4 days from Christmas, guys. 4 days. Holy cow, it is here. I know many of you are getting your homes ready for family, friends, the holiday celebrations, whether it's a last-minute decorating, tackling those pesky maintenance issues coming up that you're finding during it, or if you're planning ahead for the new year renovations, I'm here to help you through all of it. So, hey, grab a cup of eggnog, right? Sit back, turn up the radio, and give me a call right here, 314-436-7900. Again, 314-436-7900. You can chat with me about all your home improvement needs. Let's make sure your home is ready to sparkle for this holiday season and beyond into the next year. Let's get things kicking here. I've got some tips that we can go over. I've got some home safe, cozy Christmas stuff. But don't hesitate to jump in with your questions. Right now, all the lines are open. Whatever it is that you need. So, and I thought maybe I would kind of start off with just some preparing your home for holiday guests. We talk about getting your home ready for different seasons, summer, winter, fall, spring with rains, all these different things. But there's really some good practical tips out there to prepare your home to have guests for the holidays and ensure that it's welcoming for them, comfortable, and just a great festive atmosphere for them. And of course, I know everyone, we all kind of start at the same spot with the cleaning, the decluttering, tidying things up, all the common areas. You want to, of course, focus where you're going to be, focus on the living rooms and the dining areas. If you're having guests that stay, You need those guest bedrooms, everything kind of ready to go, surfaces opened up for them. So deep cleaning, some bathrooms, scrubbing the showers and sinks and toilets and getting the bathrooms, stocking everything up with your soap, your paper towels, making sure there's extra fresh towels, extra toilet paper in the cabinet. Think about all those items that people may need and go through and maybe having more around for backup and everything for them to find also. So organizing your entryways, having space for the guest coats, shoes, bags, where to put things, where to store, where to hang things. If your guests are staying, you want to think about having fresh linens, cleaning the sheets, the blankets, extra pillows, everything they may need. And then, of course, think about the Wi-Fi password, what they'll do once they're there and everything going on. So maybe have that Wi-Fi password out in a couple places, easy to find. And a lot of times we don't even remember it. So print up some strips and kind of have them sitting around so that you know it, you can give it out. Lighting, of course, you want to make sure you have good lighting, especially for us in our own homes. We're pretty adept to where to go, what's going on. You can kind of even early morning walk through the house pretty dark and know where you're going and everything. But for everybody else, think about the lighting being good, night lights if they are overnight guests, bedside lamps, all that type of stuff to accommodate them to just have a comfortable stay with you. So every year around Thanksgiving, we have some family that comes in and stays, and it's important to kind of have things kind of ready to go for them because they're in an environment that they're only at once a year. So it's good for them to have what they need. So in the kitchen, you want to think about stocking up on your snacks, your drinks. Think about prepping stuff for breakfast options in the morning when guests stay. Planning meals ahead of time is a really good thing to do. Think about having an organized kind of menu, and if you know what's going to happen, it's going to kind of minimize the stress and everything trying to get through the time and having things ready and on time and moving smoothly for you. So, of course, in this time, we want to think a lot about decorating for the holidays. You're having a family over for Christmas and everything. You want all the festive touches around the house and around where you're going to be. So think about candles and ornaments to set the mood and table settings and centerpieces for the table. Just really good things that can really help make everybody festive, in the mood, and comfortable. So stringing lights, of course, your seasonal scents with the candles, with the sticks you put in the Christmas tree to have the pine smell. I really enjoy those quite a lot. And also consider guest-friendly amenities. Like we kind of mentioned the Wi-Fi. Think about that. Think about charging stations. I try and put chargers around where or power strips, that sort of thing, to give people places to charge up their phones, their iPads as they're entertaining or staying in the space, staying overnight and everything. So that's a great stuff to consider through all of that. And then, of course, if your guests are unfamiliar with your home, you can leave some notes around for them, put a note by the thermostat where they're staying the night so that they can see easily how to operate it. We always leave a note for my mother when she would house sit and cat sit while we were on vacation, and a little note to follow with that remote control, because if it's not yours, it's hard to remember and definitely easy to forget when it's something you do once or twice a year over a long amount of time. So, but think about the kids, the pets, kid-friendly spaces, preparation for your pets, your pets, their pets, if they bring any. My sister-in-law always brings their little dog over, and so think about we have to consider like putting the cat food somewhere while the dog runs up and loves to eat the cat food. So there's a lot like that to consider. And then, of course, checking everything outside. I know you're not going to be celebrating outside, probably not spending a lot of time outside, but everybody has to show up. So, and it's not just clearing your walkways of ice and snow, but think about debris, think about cords from your decorations. If they cross over a sidewalk or anything, your wreaths, your garlands, all these welcoming things are great to have around. So make sure that you've got that all set up outside and the pathways are good and the driveways are good and everything's well lit. Make sure the bulbs are working. Check all those outside amenities that help people get in and out of your house. So a little preparation can go a really, really long way in making your home a nice, warm, and inviting space for those holiday visitors to come by and have a good time with you. So we're going to jump into our first break here. But hey, if you're getting your house ready for Christmas, if you have anything that you need help with, something strange going on, possibly, feel free. Jump right in. We'll have a conversation with you. 314-436-7900 is where you'll find me. Don't touch that dial. More to come.
It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, Rich Orris.
His multivitamin subscription today at neovitamin.com.
Chiefs football plays here. KMOX.
All right, guys, we are back. Let's call this the Home Improvement Christmas Holiday Special. We'll have a lot of interesting tips and tricks on decorating and cleaning up. And we just kind of went through a whole nice long list of getting your home prepared for your guest. We've got a lot more we can run through. I've got a lot prepared for you here, but don't forget, if you have any tips or tricks, maybe you'd like to share. If you have any type of question, anything going on that you think could help you out around your house today, maybe you're working on that pre-Christmas honey-do list, kind of getting everything prepared for your guests like we were just talking about. You have a question, you have a comment, you have a concern, right here, I'm here for you. I'll be here all the way up till 1 o'clock, so we've got plenty of time for everybody. Feel free to give me a shout. 314-436-7900 is the quickest, easiest route right to me. And we just kind of went over that whole list and things you could do to be prepared for your guests. And of course, decorating, being festive, and really having the right atmosphere is probably one of the largest parts of that. And so I wanted to run through just some Christmas light hanging tips that I've learned over the past 10 years of doing the radio show and looking into things and talking about all this stuff with everybody during the holidays. And one of the kind of quickest, easiest ones that I learned a long time ago was clothespins to easily clip your holiday lights to the bottom side of your fascia. So a lot of houses in St. Louis, we've got the metal wrap over the fascia, and it kind of bends back on the bottom of the board towards the house, and that's the part that helps lock in and hold up the actual soffit material. So you can take a clothespin and just clip it right to the bottom of that. With your lights running through there, it's really, really easy to do. It can be easier than those actual plastic light clips that end up getting brittle and breaking, and they clip on and off, and they don't cost a lot of money at all. So also, because safety is a priority, when you're putting the lights around, you're running things into your yard, the displays in the yard, I do this in a little bit different way for a couple of my areas, but you can basically an old plastic container, just like even the clear kind of Ziploc storage containers, you cut a notch at each end where your extension cords are going to connect together. You put that inside of there, you snap that lid onto that, and it just protects that extension cords where they are plugged into one another from the moisture, the temperature, and just everything getting in there, and you'll have a lot less breakers tripping and problems with your lights going on and off when you get rains and snows. I have a couple areas where I'll have the cord come out, and of course it's a bigger kind of plug-in that does like four things on the end of it. So I take a bigger container and I have it kind of upside down, and I put a couple little stakes kind of through it to lock it into the ground, and just basically like an upside down bucket right over top of that whole area. But it's cut shy, so it's only a couple inches tall, so it's not a big eyesore or anything. So protecting those cords where they're plugged in and everything together is a great thing to do. Hanging Christmas lights on a brick, on brick on your home, this is kind of a pretty cool, amazing one. Break out the hot glue gun. It is surprisingly easy to do once you kind of know the trick, but just hot glue, just like you would clip to the bottom of the fascia or something on the brick, hot glue little pieces, and that peels right off later, and it'll hold everything up there really super easy for you. On railings, porch railings, railings inside the house, use zip ties. They won't leave marks. They won't tape sticking to it, hooks screwing in. If you just zip tie around those railings, you can cut those off very easily when you're done, and no damage to the rail, nothing to clean off or anything like that to do that. So that's another great easy way to go around your rails there. There's quite a few others. If you have landscape lighting, this is kind of one of the easiest ones too, is taking advantage of that landscaping lighting that you already have and getting some red and green bulbs and putting that in the landscaping lighting that you have is a real super quick, easy way to get things done on the outside, make it look really, really nice for you. So, and as you're doing all of this and decorating the outside, there's a whole nother kind of list of things to consider while you're doing that is basically pay attention to your home while you're decorating, while you're hanging the holiday lights. So there's a lot of opportunity to spot potential issues around your home as you're doing this work, especially if you're going up to that fascia, roof, gutter kind of line and putting up lights and going through that. You can really get a closer look at the roof. I always talk about doing a walk around and kind of looking up at the roof, the walls, seeing what's going on. Well, this is an opportune time to do that and get a closer look for cracked and curled or missing shingles up on the roof. Look inside the gutters if you get up there to see if they look like they're sagging, if they're clogged, are they pulling away from the fascia? It just really gives you a good opportunity to check all that out. And then you can also kind of just check out the exterior walls and siding. You can look for cracks and gaps in the siding, around the windows, the doors, really trying to stop that the drafts and any air or water infiltration into your home is a big thing to pay attention to. And looking for peeling paint or rotted wood, again, you're getting closer and you have the opportunity to kind of really see all of this. And it gives you also a good look at your electrical system. So you're putting all the lights, you're wiring things. So a good time to make sure that your outlets are working properly, that they look good. Check that ground fault interrupter button. Test that thing out and just inspect everything as you put it in. All the everything that you're adding, the outdoor electrical cords, check them off for any frayed or damaged, or don't overload. Look for overloading, putting way too much on one outlet is a big deal too. So as you're going around, of course, you can check out your foundation and your landscaping, because you're in that a lot too. Really look at the foundation for cracks near the ground. You can really just see if there's anything that looks out of place at all with the foundation. And in the landscaping, just kind of look for how does the ground look? Does it look like there's any drainage issues? Do you have any low spots around the downspouts? Is the ground settling? I tell you something I see all of the time going and looking around and inspecting the outside of homes, that a lot of people over the years have put their downspouts into drain pipes that go into the ground, and they go away and they take the water where they want. But there's a lot of maintenance on top of that to follow and really make sure you're cleaning your gutters all the way through those pipes. You're really looking at that. And one of the biggest things I see all the time is the ground settles from all the digging and getting the pipes and everything. That pipe just lowers and the downspout isn't even in the pipe anymore. I just had one about a week ago that 4-inch plastic pipe was about 3 inches below the actual downspout. And looking at it, it was a sheet of ice. That pipe in the ground was completely full and it was solid ice right up to the top of that pipe. So the pipe's probably not working anyways. It's clogged at the other end, so it's just filling up. And about 40% of the water, 50% of the water is actually getting in the pipe. And then once it fills up, 100% of the water is not getting into the pipe. So keep those things in mind.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
All right, everybody, we are back halfway through the Home Improvement Show. Again, anything you need, any topics you have, any questions around your house, you can find me right here. Lines are wide open. 314-436-7900. Get you to me. We're talking about getting ready for the holidays. We're talking about being prepared and for your guests, for your parties, for celebrating Christmas. And this can all play into New Year's, obviously, too. If there's a New Year's party you're having, anything going on like that is really good thing to think about how you get prepared for that. We were going over a list of things you can look for as you're decorating the outside of your home. So I wanted to finish that up real quick because there was a couple more areas of one being your windows and doors. Especially if you have a two-story house and you end up kind of at that two-story level, putting on any Christmas lights, really looking at your windows and your doors. If you are climbing up a ladder, you're passing that second floor window, stop and really just take a moment to look around that window, look around your doors, kind of feel for any leaks around them. Look for caulk breaking, cracking, any weather stripping looks out of place. Just make sure everything looks good and tight. Any broken caulk is going to let some air and, of course, possibly some water in. Look at the glass really well. Look at the window panes. Check for any type of either broken glass or just fine hair cracks in the glass. Look at, if you look really good, you can kind of see, if you see a center square of where it kind of looks like it's dirtier or it's been fogging up and it's a little bit an inch or so away from the edge of the windows, you probably have broken seals in that glass and it's just not as energy efficient as it used to be. So, but then going around and just looking for the general safety hazards around the home. Check all the rails, the stairs, make sure everything seems tight, everything's secure. If someone goes to use that, you want to make sure it's in good shape. A big thing to look at in the winter is tree branches. Look at your trees, look at the branches, see if they're too close to the house, if they're growing over the house, or if they're around power lines. You can prevent some potential damage or prevent possible power outages of power lines running through, around, or branches right over them. Just really focus on that stuff. I'll never forget years and years ago working in the field out. I was out in St. Louis City working on a property, and as I was painting, I kept hearing like this creaking noise from like outside, and it was kind of loud. I mean, it was loud enough for me to hear it from inside the house, and I kind of was peeking out through the window, and I finally walked out in the backyard and was watching. And when the wind would blow, it would kind of blow the branches on this tree, and the electrical line from the pole to the house ran right through there, and there was a branch right up against the electrical line, and the creaking was the electrical line being stretched, and basically that branch moves like 2 inches and it's pushing on that electrical line. And I'm kind of going, oh yeah, okay. That's definitely something we should call about and really think about and get this taken care of before there's a larger potential issue. So spotting and addressing issues like this can really save you some time, some money, and a lot of headache down the road if you get that taken care of. And it can also ensure that just your home is in good top shape for you, for your guests, for the holidays, for everything that's going to be happening through all this. So it's a great idea to stay on top of all that, and it everything costs less if you catch it early, and obviously if you catch it before damage. So if you end up with a roof leak because you need a new roof, well, if you had your roof inspected and you figured out your roof was old and aging and you needed a new roof, then you wouldn't have to worry about the water stains, the painting, any drywall work, any type of damage to the inside. So it's a great idea to stay on top of all that. So I've also got some tips here we can look at here in a little bit for just your general holiday hosting. But so right now we've got Bob called in on the line, has a question for us. So we're going to jump to Bob and see what's going on. Are you there, Bob?
Yeah. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Well, I could be better and I could be worse.
Well, can't ask for too much more, Ned.
Yeah. I just discovered a problem after I had a installation done of, you know, a new washer dryer.
Uh-huh.
It's the dryer vent. Evidently, they dislodged the vent tube that, you know, is inside the wall behind the dryer. And I could see it in the basement. I said, well, I could really get a good whiff of the fresh-smelling dryer clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up, looked up in there, and I said, holy crap, the thing is just totally, you know, it's like it's busted off the flange, you know, the sheet metal.
Yeah.
Oh, is there any certain types of tape that you would use to, you know, seal that up properly, or the proper way of sealing it up? It would be my question. You know, besides ripping everything out, you know, if I can just do something temporarily until I figure out what to do next, and then, you know, what the proper way to repair that would be.
Yeah, no, and tape is definitely a good idea. So, because when you do put that pipe together, you can use less screws, more tape, because as the screws go in, you want to make sure you use the really, really short, like 3/8, 1/4-inch sheet metal screws to attach those pipes, because you don't want a lot of screw inside the pipe catching it. So if you could do one screw and tape rather than three screws, then less debris will get caught on the inside of that. And so they do make like a metal foil tape for HVAC that it's a kind of an aluminum foil color. It's like a sticky backed aluminum foil, and you peel. It actually has a backing on it that you peel off. I'm going to tell you, that is for metal on metal, that is the stickiest tape and will hold way better over years of time than actual duct tape will last, because duct tape will kind of dry out in the heat and the air, and you'll see it flake off over years. And that aluminum foil tape works really, really well. And if you ever had to get in there, change it, or do any work on the pipe or take the pipe apart, you can take a pointy razor blade and kind of run around that seam, and it just cuts that aluminum foil real easy. You pull it apart, it'll stay on there. When you put it back together, just retape it with new tape. It's super easy to use.
Okay. Yeah, because I think right now it's just got some probably regular old duct tape wrapped around it.
Yep.
But since it broke at the, you know, I guess you could say that it had an elbow, and then, you know how they put those things together. If it's a plain old sheet metal, you know, just a plain steel, you know, galvanized steel, it may not even be galvanized. It doesn't look like it's galvanized now. It's discolored. But does it matter if that has some of that flexible dryer, tubing, you know, that goes with it, it takes it out of the house. Would it make any difference if I put like a solid piece of stainless steel? I have some nice stainless here. You know, if I just run it like a straight shot and then hook it up, I mean, that be more efficient?
Yeah, so a smooth wall pipe, actual galvanized a smooth wall pipe is a lot better, more efficient, not just so it'll catch less debris, but the other part is the flexible lines that they use for dryer vents. Well, one, the plastic ones can catch fire easily and melt away very easily. So the plastic ones are definitely not good.
Yeah.
The metal ones are still rigid, so not only will it catch the lint in there a lot easier, I know it's easier to install because you can kind of move it around and you can stretch it and make it the length you need, but it'll catch more lint on the inside, and it does impede the airflow. So as the dryer is trying to push air out of there, the restraint against that, it makes your dryer work harder. So your dryer can potentially last longer and not work as hard moving the air out of that dryer if it's a smooth walled pipe.
Okay, so it does make sense then if I use that. It's a 4-inch diameter.
Yep.
And it is that flex tubing they have right now.
Yep.
If I just made that a straight shot right off of that sheet metal flange, you know, unless I have to rip that whole thing out and replace it, you know, and, you know, maybe start over.
Yeah.
But, that would make sense then, huh?
That would make a lot of sense, and it would help out the dryer at the same time.
Yeah, and it is an electric dryer too, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, good idea. Alrighty. Yep.
Well,
I would definitely do that.
I'll give that a try. I figured you'd steer me in the right direction for that tape, because I've seen some of that foil tape, but, you know, it doesn't, you know, the ones I've seen doesn't have the backing on it. It's just, you know, tape on tape, you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, they make it with the backing on it. You can take off how much you need, cut it, and then start peeling that backing off to apply it. So it's real, it's definitely easy to use once you know how to do it. So appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, you have a good one.
You
and
too.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas to, and to everybody out there. And so, hey, we're going to get into our final break of the hour here. But if you have anything for me, feel free in the final segment. 314-436-7900 is where you'll find me. Stay tuned. We'll have plenty more to come in this last segment.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, everybody, we are back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you. Final segment of the day. And boy, we've been having a good discussion over all of this Christmas holiday preparation, getting ready, getting your house ready, what to look for as you're doing your decorations, a lot of different things. And now I think we can consider, what do you do actually? Now it's time. You are hosting. Everybody's showing up. So what should you have ready, and what should you consider when that's occurring and being ready for them showing up? And so when you think of the start, like imagine you're showing up to the house, start at your entrance at kind of the welcome center. It's getting dark earlier, so make things visible, have good lighting for your guest as they're coming in. And as they come in, think about the coat drop off. So a designated spot for coats, purses, clean out the coat closet, or consider having a freestanding coat rack, or choose a spare room with an area to drop all the coats off in. And consider as they're walking in a table, kind of a quick set where they can just set things down right away. A lot of people will have like food or gifts or just things they're carrying in. So having a place to put that to get themselves in the house is great. As you're entertaining, consider having a separate kind of beverage center. It can take some work off yourself, and having drinks and ice ready where with cups, and it's easy for everyone, and it's easy to see, so they can go right up and kind of help themselves with their beverages. In the kitchen, your prep, it's really, really good to prep as much of your food, your snacks, everything as you can early and have everything ready. Begin the party with an empty dishwasher is always a great thing to do. And that way it can help you focus on things you need to do, welcoming people and mingling and all of that. Ambiance is a really big thing with all of this. So not just we've talked about all the decorations, but consider the ambiance is how much lighting in the room. Is there a candle? Do you dim some lights? And playing just some holiday music in the background is a great, great thing to do. And the last but certainly not least is kind of remembering that this is all about the people. It's all about the guest and your loved ones and your family and your friends. So try and make sure you're ready for this so that you can get some time to mingle, sit down with your guest. Don't just try not to bury yourself in so much hosting work that you don't have time to really get to spend time with the people that you're hosting at your house. So that's very, very important too. And of course, now we get kind of to the end of all of this, and here comes the really overwhelming part of any type of gathering, holiday party, and basically it's over and it's time to clean up. And this is where you're really like, oh gosh, here we go. Where do you even get started? How do you even get through it? And it's kind of like even when you're at work, when I do my work and I kind of list things out, and I think a lot of times start with simple things, start with basic things that are easy to get through, like gaining momentum, just kind of going, okay, now I feel like I'm getting somewhere. So if you really just start simple with clearing the clutter, collecting dishes and glasses and all the misplaced items from around the house, gathering all the leftovers, storing everything, getting all that done before the guest leaves, and simply just gathering and taking out the trash is just, there's the first easy basic steps to get into. Then what I like to do is kind of choose those tasks and stay focused and stick to what you're on. So as you collect all that clutter and the dishes and everything, soak all those dishes as you're putting them in, they're ready to go. Utilize your dishwasher. Running the dishwasher, it uses less water, less energy. It really is a great thing to do. So just, and that utilizing that dishwasher the best way leaves you time to go and focus on other areas. Focus on the high traffic areas, the living room, getting back to folding up blankets, fluffing the pillows, vacuuming, kind of room to room, work your way through dining room, kitchen, and if you kind of organize it and just keep working through it. And of course, if you have overnight guests, then you're moving towards the bedrooms and of course the bathrooms, picking areas, stay in that area, get through it and make sure you get to all of it. And it really just, that will kind of help you work through it and like I'd say, see the light at the end of the tunnel as you do it. And then, of course, you're going to want to check out all of your decorations. Go back through, look at everything, things that were knocked over, damaged, anything that might have happened. You can repair, you can replace, you can put them back and just kind of check out all of those different decorations and everything that you had out as you went. So, and then in the end, just kind of take a final walkthrough, spot check, look for anything you may have missed. Look at the carpet for sticky spots and spills, anything on the floor, kind of reorganizing things, tidying up, getting everything back in place. You may have moved furniture around, so putting chairs back where they go, all of that is kind of some of that last on the list things to really get you through that. And then maybe play some music while you're doing all this. Make it a little fun for yourself, that sort of thing. So, hey, had a great time today. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks to Bob for the great phone call. And just remind everybody, be good to each other, be good to your homes, and I will talk to everybody next week.